questions may be aired during the lesson. Rav, please.
Yes. Let's read it. It's a short article, and it has a very clear direction. Let's read it, and then we will talk about it. The scrutinies, nevertheless, come through the questions of the friends. Please.
כתבי בעל הסולם, 579, שמעתי מאמר סמך.
בעל הסולם, שמעתי 65, concerning the revealed and the concealed.
הנסתרות להשם אלוקנו.
It is written, the secret things belong to the Lord our God, and the things that are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, to do all the words of this law. We should ask, what does the text come to tell us that the secret things belong to the Lord? We should not say that concealed means unattainable and revealed means attainable. We can see that there are people with knowledge in the concealed part, as there are people who have no knowledge in the revealed part. But it cannot be said that this means that there are more people with knowledge in the revealed part than in the concealed part. The thing is that in this world we see that there are actions that are revealed as actions to our eyes. This means that man's hand is involved there. Alternatively, there are actions where we see that an act is done, but man cannot do anything there. Rather, a hidden force operates there. It is, as our sages said, there are three partners in man: the Creator, his father, and his mother. The revealed part is the commandment to be fruitful and multiply. This act is done by the parents. If the parents do their thing properly, the Creator puts a soul in the newborn. That is, his parents do the revealed part, as they can only do the revealed part. But the hidden part, placing the soul in the newborn, here the parents cannot do a thing. Only the Creator himself does that thing. Similarly, with the mitzvot, we must do only the revealed part. As only here can we act, that is, engage in Torah mitzvot by way of doers of his word. However, the hidden part, the soul in observing Torah mitzvot, one cannot do a thing there. When we observe Torah mitzvot in action, called doing, we should pray to the Creator that He will do the concealed part, meaning place a soul in our practice. The practice is called a candle of mitzvah, which are only candles, which must be lit by the Torah light. The light of Torah lights the mitzvah and gives the soul vitality in the practice, as with the newborn, where there are three partners. This is the meaning of the things that are revealed belong to us, meaning that we must work in the form of all that your hand and strength can do, do. It is only here that we can act. But obtaining the soul and vitality depends on the Creator. This is the meaning of the secret things belong to the Lord our God. The Creator promises that if we do the part that is revealed to us, acting on the conditions of the Torah and Mitzvot in the practical part, the Creator will put a soul in our actions. However, before we are awarded with the concealed, called a soul, our revealed part is like a body without a soul. Thus, we must be awarded the hidden part, and this is only in the hands.
With respect to what he's talking about here in this article, we are talking about two states that we are in the preparation. This is called the revealed part. And when we conclude the preparation, when we succeed, when we finish it, then how can we say that we have finished it? According to how the Creator, the upper force, the upper light is revealed in our actions, and it gives it life. This is how we reach the concealed part, meaning we need to do the revealed part, the preparation. And this is the group, connection, whatever is given to us. And what will happen later on, this is the concealed part. Then the Creator is revealed because he was concealed due to lack of preparation on our part. And we then will reach a state where we will reach a state where actually the concealed part will be revealed. And it was concealed. Well, it's not that it was concealed, but rather it is because it was concealed due to lack of preparation on our part. The Creator doesn't mean to hide anything from us. To the contrary, he wants to open it up. And when he opens it up, he opens it up according to the effort on our side, the exertion. And then we understand, we feel, we discover what was concealed 620 times more. That is, through our exertion, it becomes a lot more clear, conspicuous, felt, relative to how we would, if we were to discover it without any effort on our side, without any preparation from on our side. And therefore, the whole of reality is divided to the concealed part and the revealed part. If it is concealed, it's a sign that we have to put in effort. Concealed is also revealed to some extent. It is concealed, but I discover that here there is concealment. Concealment is also a kind of revelation. Because if another person, let's say, who doesn't know how to read, who doesn't understand the language, or a little child who goes, passes next to something, they don't detect that there is something here, something is hidden here, and it is possible to reveal it, to discover it. Whereas, when we come to the wisdom of Kabbalah, we have a demand to discover the concealed. And this is how we come closer to the revealed, to revelation. Therefore, as much as we have questions, it is good. As much as we have inner pressures and the feeling of the concealed, it is good, because that those eventually are vessels that we have to collect and then in them we can discover what is revealed, to demand from the Creator to reveal it. And if the preparation on our side in the concealed part will reach the proper state, that is, if we will put in enough quantity and quality of exertion properly, which is called the quota, then the Creator in that will be revealed, and we will reach the revealed part, which is that same concealed part that becomes revealed. And it is because we, during the time it was concealed, we built a deficiency for it, alertness, a demand, everything necessary in order to discover that this is necessary for us, that it becomes revealed through the construction of the vessel in the group, in turning to the Creator and trying to bring forth a connection between.
Спасибо, Раф. Вопрос такой. В самом начале написано.
Thank you, Raf. The question is, first, it writes that it cannot be said that
ты совершал свои действия каждый раз понемногу.
That there are people with more people with knowledge in the revealed than in the concealed. How do you explain that?
It is written, the secret things, concealed things belong to the Lord our God, and the things that reveal belong to us and to our children forever, meaning always until the very end, to do all the words of this Torah, of this law, meaning to discover all the stages until we will discover the things that become revealed to us. As it says, the revealed that belong to us and to our children forever. Our children are is our continuation. Until we discover everything, the Creator doesn't want that anything will be revealed. The concealed things belong to the Lord our God. It means that what is revealed to us here and now. And what is not revealed, we need to yearn for it. We will reach it. What does he say next? We should ask, what does the text come to tell us that the hidden things, the concealed things belong to the Lord? We should not say that concealed means unattainable. And revealed means attainable. We can see that there are people with knowledge in the concealed part. And also there are people who have no knowledge in the revealed part. But it cannot be said that this means that there are more people with knowledge in the revealed part than in the concealed part. That is, concealed and revealed, these are things that we need to realize that this is not with respect to these people and those people, but rather this is with respect to each and every person. The thing is that in this world we see that there are people, there are actions, sorry, that are revealed as there are actions that are revealed as actions to our eyes. This means that man's hand is involved there. And there are actions where we see that an act is done, but man cannot do anything there. Rather, a hidden force operates there. This is how he divides the whole of reality. And then he's giving us an example with a man and a woman, that the two of them make an act, really a beastly act, which is revealed to everyone, it's understood by everyone. However, the Creator adds to it his own force. So the father and the mother make a coupling and the creator puts in the soul. And this is how the newborn is born. Then he says as follows. Similarly, with the mitzvot, commandments, we must do only the revealed part. The primary mitzvah, the commandment is from love of people to the love of the Creator. This is how we should hear what they are telling us. As only we can do this act, meaning reach love between us, connection between us, which is to engage in Torah mitzvot by way of doers of His word, meaning to do it as much as possible. Of course, if the Creator will not help, if He will not reach and act inside of us, then we will remain without any result. However, the hidden part, meaning the soul in observing Torah mitzvot mean all the deeds that we can do in order to reach the right vessel in which the Creator is revealed. This is the whole purpose of performing such actions that are called Torah and mitzvot. Torah means the light that then comes and it fills our efforts. And the mitzvot, the commandments, are all kinds of efforts that we make in order to reach connection above our rejection, even though we don't want it. So any deed that we try to perform between us, in connecting between us, in all kinds of different forms, it is called a mitzvah commandment. So there a person cannot do anything on his own in receiving the Torah. However, when we observe Torah and mitzvot in action, called doing, we should pray to the Creator. This is another additional component, that He will do the concealed part. Meaning that He will place a soul in our practice, in our action. Well, let's say up to here. I see that this is clear except for a few. Well, Tzafon.
Rav,
what is it within us? What mechanism can change the hidden to revealed?
Only out of us preparing the vessel, and then the Creator is revealed there. And in the revelation of the light inside of the vessel, and the light can be revealed in the vessel only according to the equivalence between the vessel and the light, meaning that our actions, the relations between us will be to some extent in bestowal, and then the upper light will be revealed because it is a light of bestowal. And this is how, through the revelation of the Creator to the created being, this is how we begin to discover the whole essence of creation.
Moscow 1.
В открытой части, когда можно выбрать одно направление или другое.
In the revealed part, when you can choose one or another direction, should you turn to the Creator?
What is unclear about it? What problem do you have in the revealed part so that you turn to the Creator?
Well, I don't know the circumstances or the state that's going to appear before me.
But this is the revealed part. You can discover it without turning to the Creator. Well, you're being told you need to connect with the friends according to how Rabash writes it for you. Is this revealed? It's revealed. Do you do it? No, I want to receive some additional explanations and discernments. That is true, you do lack it, but start to do it and you will discover it, just like with any profession. When you start to learn some profession, the most simple one. So you don't know anything, you don't know how to approach it. However, when you start to do it, then the work itself awakens within you questions and answers, and you begin to see that it is this way or that way. Whereas if you will not start, you will not have any questions, and you will never advance. This is why we don't ask before we start to do. And when we start to do, then we discover relevant questions. And then those questions that we will have, those will already pertain to the hidden part. We have to discover him in the concealed part. So we need to work on the revealed part in connection between us, and as much as possible to try to be properly connected. As much as we learn that, it's just like we build from building blocks a house, like children. And the Creator is always with us, and if necessary, then He is revealed. He is revealed only on the condition that we build the right deficiencies for His revelation. Here, the laws are very clear. These are absolute laws of nature. We, by trying to connect between us, we build a deficiency for the revelation of the Creator, the right deficiency for the revelation of the Creator. It's not that we just cry and the Creator is not revealed. He's not becoming revealed. Why is He not becoming revealed? Because our deficiency, it's like with little children. They just cry. When we begin to build out of ourselves connection, and as much as this connection, we try, yes and no, and constantly each and every day we try more and more to establish ourselves correctly, then according to that, our cry becomes a demand, which is directed, justified, and then the Creator is revealed and He helps us. This should be on our side, revealed in a way that is very much. We must not forget that we are working on the correction of the vessel of Adam HaRishon, and if we do not disconnect from this picture, then we will not be wrong. We will always have it before us as an example.
Buongiorno, caro Rav.
Buongiorno.
Ascolta, ma a questo punto è la parte occultata che dà vita a questa nostra vita rivelata? Oppure siamo noi con la parte che
at this point it is the concealed part that creates life, or we are the revealed part that with our efforts we can make it so that the concealed part will have life?
We build a vessel, and the construction of the vessel, that is the revealed part, and in the vessel we can discover the general force of the connection of the vessel, which is the Creator. Try to understand it in this way, that we are taking parts, and as we arrange them together, suddenly we begin to feel that they are starting to come alive, that they are beginning to have a certain arrangement, how shall I call it, establishing them, arranging them together, maybe uniting them together, that we are trying to depict these parts are us. When we connect, then it turns out that out of the connection between us, as much as we feel it, where else do we have to add connection between us? So we, by that, establish ourselves more and more correctly as one man in one heart, until suddenly in that we begin to feel that there is life in it. There is an upper force in it. There is a revelation of the force of bestowal in it, the will to bestow. And then in that, this is how we discover the Creator in the connection between us. And then more and more we understand what else is missing and what else is missing in order to establish ourselves in a way that is even more internal. It's like by this we shift from, how shall I put it, from the most primitive bodies or organisms like amoebas, let's say, in nature, all the way to bodies or organisms like in evolution, organisms that are more and more complex until we construct from our parts, we build Adam, in which there are the most complex, most intricate systems.
And
he's called Adam because what we discover out of our connection, out of the connection of the materials and opposing parts, we build them in such a special and complex way that out of this matter, we study the Creator. We begin to study Him, to work with Him, to talk to Him, to be in a dialogue with Him. Through what? Through which device? By us working on the connection between us in such a complex way and with such intensity that we truly discover the upper force. And we don't discover Him. It is impossible to discover Him, but rather what we discover is the matter that takes on qualities of the Creator. What brings life, puts life into this body? When did it start to come alive? You say, what is that?
We pray that the Creator will bring our pieces together, like a little kid who's trying to put the blocks together, and he sees that he can't, but he's trying, and trying this way or that way, and sweating for it. And same thing with us, as we want, as we try to connect our pieces together. That's basically how we come to a state where we can't, and that is certainly done to us deliberately by the Creator, so that we need Him. And then we are praying, and then He arrives and fixes it all for us and teaches us. He's also teaching us behind the scenes, like we do with kids, right? Sometimes they don't understand that we help them, but we help them both directly and indirectly when we want to develop them, let's say in building these bricks together. And that's how we advance. Everything comes through efforts in connection. And as a result of that, we discover a lack for the Creator, and then we discover Him. But we discover Him in the material of connection, in the wisdom of connection. Understand what you said. Say it again.
We come as a 10 to the morning lesson. This is a revealed action. The concealed action is the reforming light, right?
Again, Nagid.
Yes, let's say so. Let's say that it's not that you come to the lesson. It's your connection. Where is your labor? The action means that you make efforts against the desire, your desire. If it's not against your desire, it's not considered an action. So what can you do against your desire? To try to bring yourself closer to the friends as much as you can. And how much can you? If you've came closer to them to the maximum that you can, then you run into the fact that you don't want connection. You've exhausted all of your inner conditions and saw that you can't. You can't, it's above you. And that brings you to a prayer by the friends and by the Creator. What else can I obtain? And so what's the question?
So the question is, besides the morning lesson, we have other meetings, Zoom meetings, for example, or a meal. How do we make the right preparation, like you said now, so that there also we can discover the Creator?
I don't
know what to say. There's so many aspects here, and now you're asking this in relation to the article. I can't go into that. We just need to know that our connection, we need to do it as best as we can, and the rest we pray to the Creator. Zichron 2.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World Kli. We do and pray in order for him to give us to do the hidden part. So we come to the lessons, we read, we draw light, which is really the Torah, and we connect in the 10 between us. We do things in order to connect. We have all kinds of duties and things which are really our mitzvot towards the friends. What is our doing towards the Creator?
I don't know. You're asking me. What? Maybe what you're doing is what you're doing, and that's it. That's where it ends.
Can I continue?
I'm asking, why do you come and do some connections? What do you want?
To do His will.
Are you discovering it somehow? Is it clear to you that in all your actions you want to fulfill the Creator's will, as He wants to see you all connected in one Kli, to be revealed in one Kli, because His desire is to be revealed in the created beings? Is that what you're doing? Is that your intention? If so, then it has to be the intention throughout the whole action from beginning to end. And then there's no question. Do the action properly, with a demand, with a prayer, and then you'll see whether
Rav, can I ask a question also?
Yes.
I am relating to the end of the article. How can we remember always that while performing the revealed mitzvot, we don't forget to pray to the Creator that He will put a soul into this action so it won't be in vain?
You should see from how Rabash explains, one shall help his friend, that we should always make sure that we don't forget about the friends, that during the lesson we see them, and then at least twice a day, in addition, we speak to them, we have once or twice a week maybe some meeting between us. And so, that's how we come to a state where we begin to feel more and more a necessity towards each other. We always have to learn about the connections between us. The more we examine them, the more we see that we are.
We talk a lot about connection. I called quite a few friends, every time I receive the different answer, what connection is? Is this concept, connection, should be uniform for us, or is it good that for the time being we feel connection differently?
We have to see how much we understand and don't understand what connection is. It's, and it's how dynamic this concept it is for us. Until the final correction, we'll always have questions about this connection because it's the correction of the Kli of Adam HaRishon. That's the only thing we need to envision to us. What is this Kli of Adam HaRishon? What does correcting it mean? To what extent is the connection happening there? That there all the parts are different, just like in our body, different organs, different cells, different functions, and each one's doing the function it needs to be doing for the sake of the whole body. And then accordingly, we say that each and every part functioning this way for the sake of the whole body is healthy. And so that's how we have to see ourselves. I don't exist in and of myself. That's only on the animate level, as an animal. If I want to raise myself to a human level, I have to be already arranged, arrange myself with the others so that I can complete my role with regards to the society, the group. Connection, in short. That's the only way. That's...
Shalom, Rav.
Hello, Rav. Please tell me, Rav, we are constantly searching for connection between us. And we learn that a lot of it depends on annulment. And my question is, what is this act of annulment? How do we start? How do we continue? How do we finish it in order for it to happen?
I have to see in front of me a group that the Creator leads me to and tells me, take it. And I have to take upon myself what's up to me in everything that is up to me so as to bring this group to a connection like one man and one heart, that it'll be such a mechanism, such a commando team that you see that they're working in connection between them like a single unit. That's it. That's all. By doing these things in practice as much as we can, we are doing the revealed action, and we're expecting that the Creator will help us to also do to do this revealed part and provide His hidden part in this action of the group, that He will shine to us in levels of nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, yechida, according to the level of our connection that we have to do. And so here, everything depends on setting examples, that we try to set an example to each other. That's what we are facing. That's what the world is facing. And that's what we have to do. Yes, Ashkaron.
Rav, according to what I see, at least, we really try and we do it. The question is, what's missing? I don't know, in annulment or?
What we're lacking for connection? Importance. Annulment. Importance. That I will see before me that there is no problem in the world, in life, in all of reality, besides the importance of connection. Going back to the structure of Adam before the shattering. That's what we need, that only that.
I wanted to ask, what does it mean that the Creator puts in a soul? What is this thing that He gives?
The upper light that fulfills the right connection between us, that enlivens us and raises us to his level, that is called the soul.
Okay, so without that, everything that we do...
Without that, we're dead. Wicked in their lives are called dead. Wicked meaning one who does not follow the commandment of the Creator of connection.
So what are all these actions that we do, all of our deeds, our efforts?
These are efforts. We're trying to get closer to at least on the first degree, each nullify his ego opposite the connection. This is what we call devotion.
Okay, but in the actions that we do, in them, is there already, because earlier you said that if we don't have intentions, then the actions are empty. We're not doing anything. So can we control that?
We're in control of our action. The intention, we're never sure about it. The action, however, testifies about the intention.
So who is in charge of the intention then?
Well, apparently we, but we can't be certain of our intentions. If the action is proper, then the result of it is that we see our intention was also correct.
Okay, but he ends the article by saying that we have to be rewarded with the concealed, with a soul.
Of course, our goal is that by the revealed part, which is basically in our hands, we'll come to the concealed part, which means the Creator becomes revealed in us, the spiritual fulfillment, our spirituality, our spiritual life.
So, the intentions that we have to correct, does that come as a result of this being awarded this from the Creator? When do they change our intention? That's what I'm asking. What is the intent? When does the intention change?
The intentions change each time, each and every moment, to the extent that we want to be more connected. The light is a result of the Kli. It exists as Ensof in complete rest. And the Kli is what's changing.
That's clear. What to do about the fact that many times you're like a log of wood, you just sit there, you're just there, you have no intentions.
Right. That's because you lack connection with the friends, that in them, together with them, you can clarify, scrutinize your correct intention, and these are actually good states. When we feel ourselves as dead, it's a direction towards connection. That in you, in yourself, there's no spirit of life. Look for it in connection and you'll find it there. It's actually the most obvious, prominent thing. It's that you're being shown the remedy.
So how do you rise from that death?
Both you and the friends have to have a corporeal preparation with each other to awaken each other. And the more we prepare ourselves together in the ten, then we have to believe that the Creator will also make sure to awaken us. He'll arrange such a relationship between us, such roles and such states that we will awaken each other. As long as there is a connection. Try to connect as a group before you go to sleep. And maybe also when you wake up. Let's say if I'm with Vlad in one group and he calls me at 1:15 or 2:15, 2:15 every morning. He calls.
No.
And so let's communicate that way. As long as it doesn't bother preparation for the lesson and or family issues or things like that, depending on night or day where you are.
Can I ask? Chotter wants to ask.
Yeah, no.
Yes.
Rav, yesterday, in continuing what you said, we met, we had a meal, and it was a very strong connection with PT-17, and now I feel exhausted. I can't even read the article. I'm just falling asleep.
You're being given an opportunity to renew the connection already in a higher degree. And that's why you feel that you don't have the strength for it. Because you need to renew that force in a higher degree. That's help from the Creator that comes to you in such a way.
So I have to make a preparation after the connection?
No, you need to understand now where it comes from none else besides Him, and that you need, despite the lack of importance in connection, the lack of necessity, the lack of anything, you want now to nevertheless raise the importance yourself. And so start to connect, start to sing, start to do all kinds of actions to revive yourself, to live. It's like you're revitalizing a sick person. You know, it's like you're putting to death the previous degree, and you want to revitalize or to revive the new degree. Why is it higher? Because he gives you more ego, and you have to connect above the ego. Oh, and you have to connect above the ego. Yes, Dudi.
It's not clear what to do before you go to sleep. Call before you go to sleep. Call when you wake up. Just, hi, I'm alive. What else?
After sleeping?
Before sleep, after sleep, you said there's an important point of connection.
It is best that when we go to sleep, we all go to sleep. Together. As if. Yes? That's it. We're going to sleep. There's no break. When we get up, also you can call. I'm not saying that it's a law. In Rabash, we didn't have that. We didn't have it that way. But you can call, just don't confuse one another. Because in the morning when you wake up, or in the middle of the day, there are groups that's in the middle of the day for them. So, be careful. But nevertheless, a few times a day, we need to be connected in order to remind one another about the essence of connection. That's it. Guys, we won't manage to get anything done. PT 31. Well, Yaakov.
Rav, he writes that do everything in your hands to do, do it. How do we know we gave enough exertion, enough efforts, that we don't just give up before?
Until I feel myself that I'm nullified before the friends. I'm like melted there. I dissolve there.
And there's always a feeling that we're really far away from everything in your powers to do. We never reach the maximum effort.
Try to do it in shorter periods of time, to do such exercises.
Андаров, когда я сейчас сижу на уроке в своей десятке, вот в своем квадратике.
When I'm here in the lesson now, here in this little square.
По отмене перед ними.
What does it mean that I'm giving the friend an inner example, an annulment, and that the friend feels it? Is there such a thing to give an example?
Лови.
if you want to bring such an example and feeling to friends, then your thought and your desire already operate. You don't need to talk about it. It's already acting. That's already a part of the connection in the group, yes? We are not too aware of this. We're not aware of the extent in which, with our thoughts, we can act, we can operate.
Two more. From PT30, they're asking, is the Creator like in the flirt, revealing and concealing in different forms every time?
Correct. Yes, that's how he does, in order to stimulate us, in order to grow in us deficiencies.
So what should we demand from him in that game?
From the Creator, support. I can demand from him also guidance, also connection, also fulfillment. In everything, I need to be with the Creator. But in all these things, divide this state to the revealed part, which is mine, and the concealed part, which is his. And the Creator is revealed towards me in the clothing of the group. Meaning, if I turn to the Creator, I first turn to the group and to the internality of the group where the essence of the Creator is.
Last question. How to discover something concealed without having a deficiency for it?
I need to receive that from the Ten as well. I don't have anything for spirituality except for that initial ignition where the Creator turns my engine and brings me to the group and says, take. Like Baal HaSulam explains to us in the article of Arvut, or is it in the Freedom?
Freedom.
That's it. And all the rest goes according to the
from USA West 2. How can we reach a point where we feel that we did everything we could and we need the help of the Creator? It feels we can always make more efforts. Will we ever reach a point where we feel we truly did everything possible?
That's only through connection. The answer is with love. Love is where it's truly above all the conditions that we need to try to understand that we come from one body. We are parts in one body and we must complete one another that way above our egos, where our ego is that knife that cut us one time in the sin of the tree of knowledge and the sin of Adam HaRishon, and we need to bring ourselves back to reunite all these parts together.
From New York 1, what does it mean to ask for support from the Creator? How do you do it through the 10 correctly?
When we try to ask the Creator to turn to the Creator from the 10, then we actually need to depict to ourselves the center of the 10. And we are there. And from it, we ask for the connection with the Creator. To the extent in which I'm ready to connect with my friends, to that extent, I can ask for connection with the Creator. No more than that. Because more than that is already klipa. To the measure that I can annul myself towards friends, I can nullify myself towards the Creator. More than that is klipa. Who's there? Yochai?
Shalom.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello.
I need your help.
Please.
When we say the center of the group, are you speaking about Tiferet? Because in the rest it's in between, right?
No, I'm talking about the place, the deficiency in which we all want to be connected as one man in one heart. Although now for the time being we can't depict such a thing because we are in some rejection to one another, certain calculations with one another. But eventually we need to discover the center of the ten and also the center of all Bnei Baruch, the hearts of all of Bnei Baruch, meaning the desires of all Bnei Baruch above all the differences that are corporeal. And then by this we reveal the Creator filling our hearts. That's how it will be as one man in one heart.
The work, and then I'll put the soul in there.
Yes, we need to bring forth as much connection between us as possible, and wherever we're not capable, of course we're not capable in anything in connection, that's where we need to turn to the Creator and to ask Him to connect us, and not just connect, but also to revive the connection, for Him to disclose within the connection to reveal in the connection His essence.
Dear Rav, in our work of connection, our connection is something we can feel. That's a revealed part of our work.
But
what's that concealed that is added to the work? What is it, an extra force? What's that extra factor?
The concealment comes upon our actions, where we want to conceal our will to receive, to raise ourselves above it, to connect between us above our individualistic, egoistic will to receive, each of us, and then in such a way, we will all be more similar to the Creator.
That's what we conceal on our behalf, but what is revealed, what we didn't reveal before in this connection, something is added there?
Just as our upper root that made us this way, and as much as we suit ourselves, adapt ourselves to Him, then accordingly we can get to know His attitude towards us. The Creator is called Come and See, Bo Ure. We can't reveal more than our qualities.
Так получается, что в той мере, в которой мы скрываем себя, в этой же мере мы раскрываем.
So it turns out that the extent that we conceal ourselves, we reveal the root.
Вадай.
Of course. This is called revelation in concealment. Yes. This is the meaning of restriction, masach, a screen, and ochoze, reflected light, which are all together the components of concealment. The restriction, the screen, the reflected light, and then, according to our adaptation towards the upper light, we reveal Him.
Ну, вот со скрытием понятно. То есть я сейчас не думаю о себе, думаю только о товарищах, о нашем объединении.
With the concealment, it's clear. I don't think of myself, only of the friends, the connection between us. But those extra actions to reveal the Creator.
We need to try to build a vessel that works completely in bestowal. Again, like I just said right now, tzimtzum, restriction, masach, screen, Ochoze, reflected light, where everything is outwards from me in the inclination towards good, towards bestowal, so that I will resemble the upper one. And then to that extent, when we are in equivalence with the upper, we start to reveal him. Meaning I don't actually reveal the creator, I reveal come and see, bo'ur'eh, meaning the measure of correction in me.
Вот эти вот меры отдачи, о которых вы говорите, отраженный свет, экран, это
this творец, то есть bestowing the reflected light, the screen, that's the creator, it's the force of the creator working, that's what I reveal.
No. By revealing the creator in these vessels, I do so in equivalent to form, when I don't know who he is, and in my vessels that I corrected in restriction, screen, and reflected light, then to the measure that I adapt my will to receive after these corrections of still of the restriction in the screen and the reflected light, then in my reflected light, I reveal his new form, his new fashion, and that's what I call Bore. We are going to be reading from the writings of Baal Sulam. We're in the article, The Freedom. We are on the heading, The Necessity to Choose a Good Environment.
Yes. So, if we understand, and as much as we understand more, the correction of creation, which is only a result of the shattering of the vessel of Adam Rishon, so all of our correction is in connection between us. And no one has the forces or the desire to connect with the other. We see it in all the still vegetative animate and speaking, and even more in humans, meaning on the speaking level. As he said, his ego is in everything. Just the ego is exploding and pushing everyone, rejecting everyone in all directions. That's why, how can we start correcting ourselves and come back to a state that we can see the new corrected world, ourselves revealing the Creator? How do we organize everything? So, Baal HaSulam explains here what the way should be, that whether we want it or not, humanity will still need to advance. Please, Dudi.
The heading, The Necessity to Choose a Good Environment. Now you can understand the words of Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, who replied to a person who offered him to live in his town and he would give him millions of gold coins for it. Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma answered him, even if you give me all the gold and silver and jewels in the world, I will live only in a place of Torah. These words seem inconceivable to our simple mind. For how could he relinquish millions of gold coins for such a small thing as living in a place where there are no disciples of Torah, while he himself was a great sage who needed to learn from no one? Indeed, a mystery.
That means that we understand that we say Torah means a light that reforms. It comes by wanting to bring this light of correction closer to people, and by engaging in it, that's called that we're studying Torah. We're studying the results of the light after doing actions of connection. And the light comes and changes the relationships between them, and that on that they learn more and more how to connect. And in this way, they learn the Torah, meaning the actions of the light on the shattering that happened before, and how the light can fix the vessels. That's called studying Torah. Yeah?
These words seem inconceivable to our mind, yet they can be in each and every one of us. Although everyone has his own source, the forces are revealed openly only through the environment one is in. This is similar to the wheat sown in the ground, whose forces become apparent only through its environment, which is the soil, rain, and sunlight. Thus, Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma correctly assumed that if he were to leave the good environment he had chosen and fall into a harmful environment, in a city there is no Torah, not only would his former concepts be compromised, but all the other forces hidden in his source, which he had not yet revealed in action, would remain concealed. This is because they would not be subject to the right environment that would be able to activate them. And as we have clarified above, only in the matter of the choice of environment is man's reign over himself measured. And for this, he should receive reward or punishment. Therefore, no wonder that a sage such as Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma chose the good and declined the bad, and was not tempted by the material or corporeal things, as he deduced there, when one dies, one does not take with him silver, gold, or jewels, but only Torah and good deeds. And so our sages warned, make for yourself a Rav and buy for yourself a friend. And there is also the choice of books as known. For only in this is one rebuked or praised, meaning in his choice of the environment. But once he has chosen an environment, he is at its hands as clay in the hands of the potter.
Yeah, here there's nothing really to add, because he explains it in a perfect way. That only the right environment, that if a person is incorporated in it, they can bestow upon him and correct him. And if not, so he's tossed out of that environment and he walks the path of suffering. And who knows, maybe in this incarnation it won't work already, and in the next one maybe, eventually his part from Adam Rishon will reach the corrections again. It will, but when and how? That's already... it all depends on the upper plan. That's why we need to really appreciate the environment we're in, that there is none better than this environment, and the more and more we need to try to come close and adhere to it, because only by such borders, when we're incorporated in that environment, we can put ourselves under the influence of the upper light, and that it will already take care of us, and in such a way bring us down from our ego and raise us in the force of bestowal. That's why we need to do everything from what we are in this world and try and build an environment. What does he say? The obligation in choosing the right environment, the necessity to choose a right environment. It's not my job or the city I live in or my country or anything. The good environment is me and those people that are like me, and we want to reach the connection between us and discover the Creator in that connection. The Creator is our purpose, our goal, the means, the connection between us, the vessel of Adam Rishon.
Latin 2.
Latin 2.
Rabbi, posso fare un'altra domanda?
Rab, can I do another question? What does it mean that my life will end and what will remain is Torah and good deeds? What does it mean?
What do you have left? After the material disappears, you are a result of your actions. That's it. What do you think? What else do you take with you? Your millions, you don't take them. You don't take anything with you. So relax. And as much as you can, do things that you can take with you from this world to the next. And that's only actions of bestowal. And the right actions of bestowal you can only do in the group. So, try and be concentrated in that.
It's because my mind doesn't support this thought that after death there is something else. That's why I asked. Therefore, I can't imagine at all.
I understand you. There's no choice. You need with force to keep going and going until you obligate the Creator to help you start digesting this. Yep. That's why I understand you. Look what he writes here from the middle of this paragraph we learned. Only by choosing the right environment can a person control himself, that then by that he'd be worthy of reward or punishment. Only in that. All of our work is that, to choose every time a better environment, meaning if I'm in a group, I need to organize the connections in the group as strong as I can, and to understand that all the disturbances I see before me, like friends or internal or health, doesn't matter what, it's all in order for me above that to fight for the connection. That's it. Only that. That's called that I choose the right environment.
Not this Sunday, the next Sunday.
The next Sunday, meaning within like 10 days or so, we here in Israel are going to have an evening, a unity evening, a connection evening, an evening where we want to gather, actually whoever wants to come to connect with us, whoever isn't from Israel, so obviously they don't need to come. We are going to stay in the connection between us. Obviously you're going to participate and be with us. And by that, we're still connecting. But whoever can come physically, I think, I'm not obligating anybody, I think it's worth coming. I think it's really worth to come here and participate with us. And I don't know what limitations there are. I'm not part of the organization of the evening. But if you ask me, I recommend and I'm inviting each and every one from within the borders of the country to come to that evening.
Yep.
I hope we will connect strong, good, and also that we will keep it and extend it to the whole world, to all of our groups, to spread it around the world. But I'm really asking from whoever's overseas, don't come specially for this. Because there are some that would come. You'll get the exact same portion as everybody here. Don't worry about it. But whoever's in Israel, I think they should come. Still, the opportunity we have, if a person misses out on it, that he disregards having the opportunity, that's already disregarding connection. That's why I don't think you should miss out on it in this
A question from the women of Moscow 5. How to give oneself to the influence of the group and not remain under the influence of natural influences?
Only to understand that spirituality is in the center of the group and have no choice. I must be in the group and as much as I can in the center of the group. And then, only then, I discover the Creator there. That's it. Very simple. Our goal is the Creator. To discover Him, to adhere to Him, to be in the center of all of reality. So He is there, in the center of the group. And as much as it seems to me that I'm rejected by it and have no choice and I forget and I disregard, I still need to come closer. Only through the Creator. It's written, man and woman, the Shekhinah is between them. What does it mean, the Shekhinah? Revealing the Creator between them. That the Creator is the one connecting between us. If there's no Creator between a man and a woman, that connection cannot exist correctly. That's something. We're people with life experience already, and we can understand this. A good, right, spiritual connection is only through the Creator. We'll learn how to do it, but to be in one gathering, festive in one evening, we can be there together. Together means we're not mixing. This is the men area, this is the woman area, and I'm for both of you. So I'm waiting. All the best and goodbye. Till tomorrow.